Hello, I'm Issa Wellen, and this is Issa Wellen Writes Grown Up Storytime, and I'm going to be interviewing Meryl Pierce, who is a very good friend of mine. Very good friend of mine. As I pause and put in information and, you know, share this out. Hi, I see some friends. Hey, friends. Hey, friends, come join us for grown-up circle time. No. Meryl is a writer. She wrote the story December. What is that? Why can't I remember? I know this story. December. It's an Omegaverse story. It is Meryl's first published book. Sacred Omega. That's it. And I read it first on Wattpad. And I don't know how she heard about me, but she read my story on Wattpad. And yeah, Meryl is a very, I've had her on the show before. If you remember, she was in my women mentoring, or not women mentoring women. Ha, no. She was in my women writing men episode. She's going to see if her mic works. We're going to do a little testing here, see if we can make this happen. Meryl knows way more about me than I wish she did. She knows so much about me. Oh, there she is. And she could call in. I see her. And there she's calling in. Okay, we're going to see if this works. I'm going to turn the music off. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. The magic of the internet.
I know. Right?
Oh, well, that was fun.
Oh my God.
Do that again. Noises everywhere.
I don't know what that was. Okay.
It happens. You know, it's the internet. I actually hear you really well this time. I think the last time it was kind of hard. It's kind of hard to see. I'm looking in the chat. We've got a chat going on. We always have a chat going on, and the chat is chatting. And I'm umming with the ums tonight. Okay, Meryl, how are you?
I didn't catch
focus.
That. Sorry.
No, oh, good. Okay, good. how are you? How was your day today? Tell me how you are.
Oh,
tell me it's all wonderful. Lie to me.
It's fabulous. There's unicorns and rainbows and all kinds of cupcakes.
Unicorns and rainbows and happy mail and great things are happening. I know I said we'd talk about books. We might talk about other things. Although I'd be the one who'd be embarrassed.
Really? I'm surprised.
You're so surprised. I'm going to try and
totally.
Okay. You have, I didn't say yet, but you are my publisher lady. And it's so exciting to have you on. And I'm so glad you have a book coming out. You're a really excellent writer. So Meryl and I, Meryl Brandt was the brainchild of the first ever Omegaverse anthology, which was actually a worldwide bestseller in erotica.
Erotica.
Yeah. Well, it was sci-fi. I mean, there was another planet.
That's true.
And yeah. You had one of the best rated stories in there.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, are you kidding? Everybody's like, you gotta read this one.
I think it was just because it was weird because there was two alphas together and the girl was kind of secondary.
Everybody loved it. They were really happy to see a different kind of take in the Omegaverse. It got really good ratings. It got, you know, everybody saw it as a complete and full story. You didn't get, I wish there was more. Why didn't it? It doesn't seem very finished. No, but you got... Although they probably wouldn't mind seeing more, I'm sure you did really well.
Thank you.
And then your first book was December Sacred of Megas.
Uh huh. Yep.
And finally, you are coming out with another story. And how long has it been between books?
A year, I guess, because I released the little short Yes Alpha a couple months after Sacred Omegas, and I haven't done anything since. Other and I'm sure the that anthology. They, right? Yeah. I'm sure they wish it was the second Sacred Omegas book, but it's not.
It's not, and it's not Yes Alpha either.
No,
it's the story that has been driving you crazy. So,
it is.
Tell me about this, and is it? It's not a Megaverse, though.
No, it's actually Russian Bratva Mafia dark romance. So
how come you needed to write this book before the next Sacred Omegas book?
Well, there's this Russian that inspired some of this that kind of has been stuck in my head for a long time.
A Russian inspiration, a real Russian. Yes.
A real one, yeah. Crazy, I know.
Wow. It's not like I don't know the story, but you know.
Right.
But the audience doesn't know.
The so audience you, doesn't.
He was living in your head, so you decided to write the story. Tell me what it's about. Share with the audience, you know, your kind of brief synopsis of what it's about and how you developed your plot.
So it's called Yevgeny's Obsession, which is basically the Russian form of Eugene, if you're wondering about the name. and it is about this girl whose life has kind of gone to shit. So she decides to go to Moscow on vacation because she has friends that have family there. So she's like, well, I'll know people. It's great. And she ends up meeting this, you know, dark and dangerous soldier of the Bratva that kind of plays things cool, and they have this little flirty game that's going on, and then everything goes to hell and drama ensues. So
much drama ensues. You always have drama in your books. You're all,
yes,
you're angsty. You're another, yes, one of those angsty writers. I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling like maybe I need to have, no, sorry, can't do it.
Can't do it.
I love Eugene. Sounds like such a nerd name, but you turn it around in Russian and you're like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah, he's definitely not a nerd.
No, he's not a nerd. And I think I shared out the cover to it, and you did the cover yourself.
Yeah, I was, it's an experiment in rendering. We're going to see how much people hate it.
Do you think you'll get people? I had somebody say the cover of my first book was just oh so manly. He's like got kudzu growing on his chest. There's so much hair. It was a really funny review. It was actually a favorable review for the book. But she's like, oh, the testosterone, it's just leaping off the page. And I can barely, it was so funny.
Well, it is kind of that way. So
it is, kind of, you know, it is. That was the whole point. Right? If I can't have Fabio, I mean, come on. and so your new book, you rendered yourself. And are you going to be doing more book covers? I just, you know, is this a plug that I should put out there? Are you?
I'm trying. I've done a couple images for backgrounds on covers. I had a cover image I did for one of the other authors in our group that she hasn't released yet, so I can't show anybody. I'm really trying to practice and get better so that it's worth people saying, hey, I want you to do this for me because I can't find this picture, which I think is what a lot of people like about the rendering, is you can get exactly what you want, or at least closer than you're finding with photography.
Well, yeah. It's not like you're going to find any giant, you know, 8-foot orcs in.
Right. But I have one of those.
But you have one.
And I have one of those.
I'm excited about that particular one. I want to see. I was thinking about that today. I'm like, well, if we don't use it for the cover, we have to use it for something. It's just too good not to use.
Right.
I'm going to want that somewhere. Maybe on the inside. I don't know, but I'm going to want that somewhere.
He has to be somewhere.
I know, right? Wouldn't it? It'd be, oh man, put him in a Fabio pose. You know, he's standing and the girl is like wrapped around his leg. The one, have you seen
that?
Like 10 book covers like that.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I have that pose actually.
Oh no, that would be so good. And she's all sexy. And he's like, ooh. I'm going to protect you from the bad. I can't even.
I feel like we should also put a Fabio wig on him, though.
Oh, that would be so good. Let's do it. No, 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 no. Oh, you can't put it. He's bald. Bald. He's bald. You're supposed to be bald.
Bald. Bald men are sexy, too.
So, exactly. So what was your process for... for you had your Russian, you had your Russian man who you told me, there's some contrasts, particular contrasts about him that don't really fit your Russian hero in the plot. But you had your Russian man, and then you, one of the things that you couldn't remember, you know, forget about him, didn't actually make it really into the book. You told, you're like, well, there's not that much. And I'm like, what is that?
You're gonna have to remind me which part that is, because I don't remember.
What was your favorite thing about your Russian friend that you knew?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, and did that make it into the book?
Well, not in the first one, because it's a slow burn. And actually, what happened was I got about, I don't know, 80,000 words into it and was like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is going to be a 150,000 word book. I better break it up into a couple. So there's no sex in the first part. It's slow burn. So y'all are going to have to hang in there, but I promise you it'll be worth it. Cause the dude this was, inspired by was kind of a sex god. He's pretty intense.
You've been teasing me for months and you took all the sexy out of it. I've been waiting to hear about
it. I'll send you the sex scene that's in the second one.
I mean, there were some of the slow burn stuff was really intense. Like, I'm not going to give it away, but some of the, you know, the intimacies of after the big stuff happens and whatever, that was really good stuff. But I don't get any satisfaction. You are a cruel mistress. You are terrible.
It's also a cliffhanger, so there you go.
No, you're killing me. I didn't know you were going to do that.
I didn't either.
It's going to be a great book. I didn't either. It's going to be a fantastic book. It's going to be so good. I have read most of, I don't know, I've read some of this. So you really must have cut it down. How did you get you? Okay. Now this is the writing process. So we're going, you're sharing scenes for me and you're wondering, I remember going back and forth and you wondering if it was enough. How did you get too much from wondering if you had enough explaining?
Well, first of all, I'm kind of a wordy bitch, so that's my curse. I always end up with more words than I need to. But I one thing that
me.
Go
ahead.
Yes, I am. one of the things that people commented about with my first book that they liked was the authenticity of what she was feeling, you know, when things happened to her, and all these traumatic things happened. And I really try to, keep that authenticity alive. And sometimes that, I feel like that means devoting an extra chapter to what the hell is going on in somebody's head when all this traumatic shit is happening. So there were several chapters in the middle of what I was originally writing that ended up being kind of about her coming to terms with where things went and how life was going to be now when it was pretty traumatic. So I was just like, this is going to be another, you know, 150,000 word book. So I probably need to just turn it into a series.
And now it has a cliffhanger.
However, the second part of it is really almost done. So probably they won't have to wait very long for the second part.
Oh, yay. That's so reassuring. That's very reassuring. Know how I am with the cliffhanger. So that's good to know. Because you had, I thought you had, yeah, there was some stuff there was stuff, good stuff.
Yeah, they've got some little really intense scenes, and that was something I kind of tried to work on, was making their chemistry sort of special. I feel like a lot of these Bratva romances, it's kind of, you know, the same thing. It's rich guy that gets everything he wants usually, so he just does whatever the hell he wants, and she has to like it eventually.
choice.
Right. And I kind of, you know, one thing somebody pointed out to me, one of my beta readers, was that you know, the main female character, Elena, is not this like meek little thing that wonders why somebody's attracted to her. She's, you know, just as attracted to him and knows that he thinks she's attractive, and she's, you know, pretty confident in that. So there's this kind of give and take game going on that we don't get to see a whole lot of anymore, because we've always got these heroines who are like, either I hate your guts and I wish you weren't paying attention to me, or why are you looking at me? You're too good.
Yeah. So you did a whole
And that's not her. So
that's really neat that your beta reader caught that. I didn't get that, but that's really cool. And that's you're right. That's a big thing to emphasize, especially in the kind of, you know, I'm not good enough, or go away, don't look at me, you know, kind of thing that we have so much of now in dark romance. So
yeah,
it's a contemporary. Do you get, how kinky do you get in this one? Are we going to get some kinky times, or what's happening?
Not really. They've got a couple close brushes that are some pretty intense moments that people told me had them fanning themselves, but aww. It kind of, what happens is, you know, we've got this big drama that ends the first note, and then by the time we get around to the end of the second book, it's just going to explode, and there's just going to be sex on everything. So but he's kind of waiting, like, you know, he's got this goal in mind for how he wants things to go, and you know, it's a waiting game for her to get to a place where he thinks she's ready for him to take it there willingly. So yeah, but once she does, you know, yes, all bets are off. So
well, that's good. And you write a really good, your sex scenes are really always really hot. So I'm not surprised somebody was fanning themselves.
Thank you. But yeah, so there's, and if it turns into a series, there will be tons of sex all over the place. It's just a slow start. So, you know, just
every room of the house,
everywhere, just all the time.
I don't know anything about writing books like that at all. I would
oh, no, of course
write
not.
A book like that. No! I'm laughing because I wrote a book like that. But anyways.
You did. No preamble whatsoever.
She's like, let's just dive right in. We're just like, hey, chemistry.
Everything explodes, including all the people in the room.
They didn't explode. They got
eviscerated. They got eviscerated, yes. But I mean, the pieces kind of flew everywhere, so it's sort of the same principle.
No, do you ever write things like that? You just wonder how people are going to be like, are they going to make it through this? Are they going to visualize? You know, I didn't spend too much time on the, maybe I did. I didn't really, but on the, you know, the flying body parts, and or that here they are, their first encounter, they're both covered in blood.
Right.
And that she's so out of it, she's like, "Wee, what happened?
This is exciting.
He must really want me bad."
You're a wonderful thing.
It's so funny sometimes what you can what there's that meme going around for writers are like, this hero is so bad. No, really, he's evil. He is just terrible. He drags the heroine yeah. around by her hair. You don't want to read this book. And all the right our readers will be like, oh, we want it. When are you gonna give it to us? Give it.
Yes. And then that's my jam.
Said, oh, that was really sweet. That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. I have. I've gotten it.
And you're going, really? How many more bodily fluids do I have to add?
Oh, I got that review too. did you get those in December in your Omega book? Did you get the body fluid reviews? Like,
no. The one I got that was most memorable was wondering if I had an obsession with sandwiches because I used the word meat so much. Yes.
He had Arby's.
Which is really one of my favorite reviews.
That was an awesome review. That was a really that was a really good review. So yes, what's next? Now you've got this book, and you think the next ones are going to come after that, but I know a lot of things are happening at Reticent. Are you still looking for more authors?
We are always looking. I have two people that are waiting on a lawyer to call me back to finalize contracts. I have another one that is going to sign. I think I'm going to end up with a second imprint that's a little more mainstream, just in case people want to like have things in both places and not necessarily have them shoved together.
Mainstream.
I know. That. Well, and you know, the original reason for that was the very first book I wrote is a vampire book, but it's not young adult, but it's right above that. So it's a little cleaner than this. So I kind of like, my mom wants to be able to tell people where they can buy that book because she read it first. And so it's her book, according to her. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna have to make a different name for that one then.
I'm going to put this over here. Don't go look over in that section.
But that would give people a little more freedom too, if they have a couple different pen names and they want to write, you know, under a mainstream name and the romance name or something like that. So,
I wonder if we could do that. My family's like, when can we read your book? Not this one.
Never. Wait until I get tired of the bodily fluids, then maybe you can.
Yeah, I need to get over the bodily fluids and the Omega verse, and then maybe you can read a book, but not this one.
Yeah,
none of it. Yeah, I don't have
right. So, as far as what's next, I've got Yevgeny in October. Then I think your Finding Her Luck is next. Whenever we get that done. I'm hoping, since the His Willing Omega series is so short, that I can get the second book out, which would be Please Alpha instead of Yes Alpha.
I hope so.
And there is sex in the second one, because I did get a lot of bitching about that in the first one. I don't know what, you know, I'm kind of a nymphomaniac, so I don't know how it is that I have two books now that have no sex in the first one. It's a little weird.
You talked a little bit about your life, and it is a little bit weird that you've got these.
It is.
And it kind of surprises me. There's not even any bad guy sex or best friend sex. It's, you know, you're not even, it's not even on, there's no porn on the TV even, you know. It surprises me.
I know, right? It's crazy. No, I'm a degenerate, so it's fine.
No, you're just innocent. You're just...
That's what people think.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, that's cool. So things are moving along. And then Stasi's book just came out, too. Yeah?
Yes.
And the Beast Star.
The Assassin's Omega.
I got to get that in my reading list. So things are happening. That's cool. I'm glad. So what you were talking about, there was a time, in fact, because I was on your timeline and I'm like, ooh, that is an awesome picture. What happened to the werewolf book? That one was supposed to be super smutty.
Now I'm hopeful that sometime before June I might be able to get him out if I'm lucky.
Is it almost finished? I've not written.
No, since so much of it's smut, I'm just hoping that my smut drive will push me through it when I get in one of these moods these days. But he was kind of one that I set aside originally because I was a little worried about the reception that he would get because my wares are not in their wolf form only on the full moon. It's the opposite. So they're that way most of the time. So they're these bipedal wolfy dudes all the time except the full moon. And he's been by himself for a really long time guarding things and murdering people. So he's a little pent up and he kind
You
of
could
comes
go.
across the heroine, unintentionally, and he goes a little insane on that first meeting, and there's some non-con that ensues. So it's kind of an intense start to that one. So I wasn't really sure about it.
If you put it on Amazon, you could have like your first hot banned book, and it would make you
I know.
so popular. You'd be like banned on Amazon.
I fully expect that to happen, I'm gonna be honest, because I don't know. I mean, I know there's a lot of shifter books and stuff, but it's just a little borderline.
Yeah, they don't.
But
I bet
he's
it
gonna be
would because
fun.
sex and shifted form is not a thing anymore. You know, when I first started reading the stuff, it was easy. You could find it everywhere. It was fairly popular because nobody had done that.
Because
It was
it's naughty.
so naughty and so, yeah, very primal, very naughty, and very, very borderline, and bit ridiculously hot. And so Allura's Cave used to do it. That was the first. There was a writer, Douglas, and she actually went wide, but those books didn't go wide. Those books didn't end up in Barnes & Noble.
They
I
stayed
know
in the
it.
cupboard.
Yeah, they didn't. I didn't see that one in Barnes and Noble, but I saw some. But that's kind of where her popularity, those were her first books. So, yeah, but you could get a banned book. That would be, everybody would be like, where can we get this?
I will sell it to you on my website.
That might be a good marketing strategy. I wonder,
It might.
I
Yeah,
don't know.
I fully expect him to get banned. So, that may be another reason
You kind
that
of
he's a
lost
good
you.
boy.
You were thinking about softening it a little bit and making him feel bad, and then what was your decision on that?
Well, I'm not taking the first scene out because I think it's going to be important to how they learn to deal with each other. But he does kind of feel a little bit like an asshole about it because the wares that I have, they keep their conscious mind. They're just more primal. So, there's still a man in there, and he's kind of like, well, that was a shitty decision since I'm not killing her. Now, what do I do? I got to make it up to her because she's terrified of me.
Oh no.
So he kind of, it's kind of a going to be a warring thing where, here he's been this basically just an animal for so long because he's been by himself. So he's got to try to figure out how to deal with this little delicate female that he's not even supposed to have. Because what he's doing there is part of a deal he made that he really wishes he hadn't with a demon. And he's supposed to be by himself, and there's not supposed to be any living people there. So when the demon finds out, it gets all extra complicated and dramatic. So
So you've got the
it'll be
whole plot
fun.
worked out. I'm waiting for this book. This is right up my alley. Some of it is, very reminiscent to me of The Creature from the Black Lagoon. You remember that book, the movie? It's that swamp creature and the woman. She's all swimming in her white one, and he's like, "What's this? That's it." I don't know how old I was, but that has
Jaws
played.
music ensues.
Exactly. That has played into some things. And even King Kong, it's so wrong. King Kong, there should not be any sensual moments in a King Kong, but somehow it
Like Swamp Thing, you know.
becomes I know. You just have the I don't know. I have a monster thing. It's true. I need to write some more monstrous monsterish stuff, and that would be so fun. But then I do, and they end up all alpha mellows. I can't.
Yeah,
I don't know that I could really write anything. Oh, he kidnaps her, and he spanks her, and he strips her bare, and wee, he's just adorable. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I kind of, every mafia book that's been recommended to me lately, I'm like, this dude is a douchebag. He's not sexy at all. Like,
it's not working for me.
Like, no, I just, you're angry because she's upset that you kidnapped her? Grow some balls, you know? Chill out.
I have had so many conversations lately with people who haven't seen. Did you see 365 days?
Of course I did. Are you kidding me?
So, and they hadn't, you know, it was like top of Netflix for months and months, like a top, their biggest viewed film. And
that's because we're thirsty.
Well, yeah, but it's the whole type and people, you know, the kidnapping thing and why would that film? And I'm like, you know, the crossing over with the dark romance, I don't think people who don't read it don't realize how much there is of it and how popular right. it is and how big the audience for it is. And that if you craft it a well-written one, because the movie really, I mean, it's so simple. It was all visuals, those visual images that were really the payoff, the whole movie itself.
Yeah.
Really like, you know, it wasn't really one of the best out there.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, if they had had another 2 hours, it might have been a whole story. But what it seemed like to me was like we were just getting snapshots because they were like, oh, shit, we don't got time for this scene. Just take a picture of this. Just take a picture of this. Just make it look like she's sucking cock. Just keep going. You know? But the principle, I think, you know, is okay. But then again, you know, we've got that same kind of kidnapped girl where she's got a fuss and cause problems the whole time. And I'm like, you're so stupid. He could kill you.
I know, right there. He could kill you. You're just, it's not supposed to be reality. Come on. We don't want reality.
I know.
You know, he's hot. He's got all the money. He wants her. He won't, you know, he's like, I'm not going to force you, but don't antagonize me. Don't antagonize me. Don't antagonize me.
I mean, I'm kind of at the point in my life where I'm like, you know what? I wish you would kidnap me. If you want to have sex, let's do it right here. I don't care. Let's go. It's fine.
COVID has been so long.
I'm like, can I just bring my dogs? Because if so, let's just go wherever you want to. It's fine.
I'm ready. Just bring the dogs.
I'm ready. Just, you know, the dogs are coming, but I'm good.
Let me grab their medication. Okay, wait, they're bad, but we're going. Okay, no, this is a real kidnapping, but we just need to make it. Oh, and my plants. No, I don't need those.
Yes. Who's going to water my plants?
Maybe I'll buy new ones, but let me leave a note for my mom.
Exactly. But, you know, yeah.
I'd be like, don't forget to take out the garbage. I'm gone.
You're gone for 2 weeks. You're like, I got to call home. I got to make sure they remember to take the trash down.
But you can kidnap me.
Yep.
Bring your white van around. I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know, I tell you what, you know, speaking of this Russian that inspired this story, no joke, the first time that I was going to go meet him, I have my friend Dan, who's kind of my backup guy, and I was like, here's his address, here's his phone number, the safe word is blah, 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 and if I don't message you by blah, 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 I'm probably in some kind of, like, human trafficking ring, because this dude is really Russian.
How did you meet
him? I'm not even joking. Craigslist. No, I was looking. I put up an ad for people with accents, and he happened to answer it. And I'm like, well, what kind of accent do you have? And he's like, Russian. And I looked at his picture, and I'm like, oh, you are definitely Russian. It's okay, though. He works for the Army, and I knew where he worked before I ever went in there.
Wait, no, I can't get past that. You put an ad up on Craigslist.
Honey, I have put so many ads on Craigslist over the years. Oh, God.
You know.
Believe me, I had safety protocols. It's okay.
It's so dangerous. What were you doing? Did you have people think you were... What? Okay. Give me a Meryl Pierce ad. Okay. What did it... Just accidents? Please call hot? What did that look like?
I mean, yeah, it was really pretty that simple on Craigslist because you were going to get responses no matter what you post. So I was just like, this is what I'm looking for. I don't want you to want this. I don't want to do this. If you're still interested, message me. Because it was really, I mean, for me, it's pretty, pretty simple. I'm really not into being lovey-dovey. I don't want to have a relationship. I just am interested in the dick. And if you have an accent, that's super exciting to me. So...
Oh my gosh! I just want to protect you. I just want. Oh my! Oh, no. Oh well, at least you had all the precautions and you had your friend.
Oh yes, nobody had numbers. Nobody got my real number. I had like one of those mock ones that like sent it from a number that wasn't my number, and like all this other like covert crap. Because I'm also paranoid. I'm thirsty, but I am paranoid. So
I never heard you word that you use that word thirsty before. This is the first time, and I'd never heard that word until this year.
It's and just, now you're like it's today's
all
word
all over the place. It is the word of the day.
Yes, oh, everyone's gosh, thirsty. It just seems so appropriate. you haven't heard half of my stories. You'd probably die if you did, so.
Oh, no, that's another podcast. But we got time, so.
Well, and you know, that's, I've noticed I'm developing an unhealthy pattern because I went back and looked at a story that Anna B and I started, that she kind of was like, I don't know if I can do this. It's too dark. And she was right. Like the first two chapters, I'm like, holy shit, is anybody going to be able to make it past these two chapters? Cause it's trafficking. I was like, I think I have a problem. Because there were also more Russians in that book.
There are Russians in that book too.
They're everywhere.
I thought it was a paranormal. It's a Russian paranormal?
Yes. It's a vampire. Yeah, there's a vampire in the family. So it's like it was very convoluted. At the time it sounded good, but they have like a the boss's son is a vampire and like they did it to him. Like it's like some, not an initiation, but like he's basically the weapon of the family with this curse that he has. Cause nobody wants to fuck with that. what is but that? We were it's just throwing blade. All kinds of crap together.
It's like, the Blade movie, Luke Goss, I think it is, plays the son, and they gave him the stuff that the serum that turned him into the super vampire that opened his, you know, his got the monster face. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Luke Goss is hot. So, and his face splits out. He's the whole reason, and his voice, it's kind of the whole reason to watch any of those. But, and he's only in that one, he gets killed. But, yeah, no, okay.
Spoiler.
the weapon of the family. That's cool. How many chapters did you get into that?
I think we only got about four before she was like, I'm not sure if I can keep doing this, because her character had already kind of been through the ringer. Not at the hands of my character, but I mean, it was pretty disturbing. And I mean, it probably wasn't going to go up from there for a while. It was going to be pretty dark. We're talking like, I don't know, VT Bonds kind of dark, maybe.
Oh, dear.
She kind of makes me uncomfortable. So I love her, but I'm like, oh, God, I don't know if I can keep reading this. That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can.
I guess the word is intense, not uncomfortable.
Intense. I have some pretty hard lines I've discovered. I just like, no, I read a book and it made me feel dirty, and I'm like, I'm not doing this again. I just can't. No. I need to wash my eyeballs, and I'm still thinking about this, and oh, I'm so conflicted over this. I don't need this.
It's like those ones that you notice, like you look up and there's glass in front of you, and you see that you're snarling while you're reading it because you're like, oh my God, can't believe that just happened.
And some of those books I was looking, they get rated so well. I know. What's wrong with society?
Yeah, teach their own.
What's wrong with women these days?
I'm wrong with society, so.
Is it a kink, that dark romance? Is it its own thing? Well, I know CNC is, but you don't have to do it. You know, you don't have to do it. Off, painful, chained down, you know.
Right. And, you know, and that was actually something else I tried to do with this book was, she gets kidnapped, but the reason isn't really what you would expect it to be. So, you know, there's a lot of things I try to do different with him just to make it something new that hopefully appeals to people. And I really hope people like him because he's my favorite.
I like that character a lot. I would love to hear him voiced. You need to find a Russian to put another ad in Craigslist.
In the entertainment section this time, since there's no longer a personals.
Yeah, put it in the, or somewhere. There's got it on Reddit. I don't know. Can you do a deep voice Russian accent?
Yeah, but I am going to write about a lot more non-Russians in the future, I promise.
Well, I mean, you have the second Sacred Omegas. There are no Russians in this.
Nope, just a reverse harem.
You really push the envelope. You like to do all different kinds of scenarios. I mean, you had your two alphas, and then you have your werewolf that isn't finished, and then you have your Russian, and then you have a reverse harem. And what I know that you just put out, Reticent just put out, Reticent
put out. It's okay.
It's in my head. It's going to be Reticent. I don't care. I know that's not how you pronounce it, but that's what it looks like.
We know what you mean.
Just translate ISO speak.
Yes.
You have a new anthology you're going to do. Do you know what kind of story you're going to do in the new anthology?
Yes. I've also already started it. It's a Jin-based one because I feel like they don't get enough love. It's been very popularized, but the myth of the Jin has been around forever, like pre-Islamic times, pre-Islamic Arabia, I think. There's just so much mythos that can be used. And also, I kind of wanted an excuse to do a dark story, and that was just a different kind of creature. So, but yes, it should be fun.
Have you ever read anything from Jory Strong? JORYSTRONG. She has two books and a short story. And there's a whole world that she created that is kind of dystopian, and it has jinn, but it also has angels, and the jinn and the angels are at war. And they're couples, and she doesn't really explore the war and her jinn and that are really, over the top. That was some of my first imaginings of jinn in kind of a different, and it's that would be fun to write. I don't have time. I have other things I need to write, though. So many things to write.
So many things.
You have so many ideas. You need to quit your desk. Somebody needs to chain you to your desk and just...
I'm getting there. I'm so close. Like every day I'm like, this much further, motherfucker. And I'm walking out the door because I can go on macaroni for 2 months. It's coming.
Oh, I wish I don't. Yeah, I don't. You're such a good writer. I don't understand why some of this stuff hasn't taken off. You just never know what people are.
It's because I don't properly whore myself on social media.
Are you saying I do?
We all maybe I'm envious of your quote unquote networking abilities because they're fabulous.
I would never. Oh my, I'm a little.
I don't say it like an insult.
I know you say it with love. I want to be you.
I do. No, I want to be a whore.
Oh, I was challenged to ask you a question. I'm trying to work up to it, but I don't know if I can do it.
just spit it out.
It has nothing to do with writing. It has no context with this conversation at all. And I don't.
He just wants to make you ask it. I bet. Just wants to hear the words come out of your mouth.
And I don't know that I could get.
Oh, but now you have to, because you're going to get in trouble if you don't.
No, I won't get in trouble. I just won't get, I won't get in trouble, but I don't know. give me another minute. Let me. So, where can people find you since you're not spreading yourself around out on the internet enough? Where do you hang out most of the time?
I spend a lot of time on Facebook, so it's facebook.com Meryl Pierce author, all one word, I guess you would say. I also have merylpierce.com. I am on Twitter, but I don't use it as much as I should because I can't remember to post more than once a day. So mostly Facebook right now. You know, maybe when I go full time, that'll change. But mostly Facebook or the website. So.
And you are Reticent is on Instagram too. In fact, I just posted two new things today, but I'm not working that as well as I should. Instagram is a whole different social media platform to get into for writers. It's kind of a pain. It's not necessarily there's some people over there and it's good to have the visual, but coming up with stuff. You know, people are like, just post a Megaverse stuff. I'm like, where do you find a Megaverse stuff?
Do I have to make it? Yeah, I don't want to make it. I want to be lazy.
Make it and have to be witty or I have to pick the right quote or, oh my gosh, please. I'm not very good at any of that. I mean, and it takes a long time, but that's good. They can find you on Facebook. You're not naughty on Facebook though, because Facebook is.
The toy pictures and such are usually in my blog, which I have several I haven't reviewed that I've gotten. So.
Oh no! Are you kidding me?
You
haven't shared pictures of the new toys?
No, I haven't, because I kind of feel like probably everybody was tired of seeing all the, you know, random monster dicks with knots on them. So
never get tired of laughing at those. I'll never get. I think my favorite is the dinos, but they're just so obscenely odd. I don't even. Do you have the big stuffed body pillow yet? I saw that somewhere.
No. It needs to be a little more discreet than that right now. Plus, my dog would probably just pee on it. So she'd be like, "Oh, you love this pillow? I'm gonna pee on it."
Oh, no, I don't want a big body pillow. That wouldn't work very well with my life.
No.
It looks very soft and squishy, though.
Soft and squishy.
Soft and squishy, like your little minis. Are you still getting squishy minis?
You know, I haven't bought any in a while because I ran out of space. But as soon as I can upgrade, I probably will.
You need a secret cabinet. I thought we had discussed.
I do. I really do. Yes. I'm still looking for the right cabinet.
Now I'm dying to know what was the most recent one you bought? Now I need to know. I think you haven't shared any pictures.
I don't know if I did or not. Well, I waited for months for it to come, so I might have showed you a picture. It's just a fantasy one that's, you know, vaguely canine-ish with a knot, but it's also got a cum tube. Yeah, which is fun.
Okay. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
No, you probably don't. I could give you lots of details about it, but you would just keel over in your chair. So we should avoid that.
You know, you don't have to tell me this stuff. You know, you could just like pretend like I do that you have no clue, right?
Yes. Yes. I don't know. Sex toys, what? Yes. I don't know. I'm getting old enough that I'm just like, I don't know if I can even fake it anymore. I think everybody can tell by the look on my face that I am a bitch, and also I am not sweet.
You're one of the kindest people I know, so stop that. Oh, I'm sorry. I take it back. She really is awful. I mean, she's awful. I don't know how you're awful, but we'll just say that there. Is that
yes.
better?
Just awful.
Yes. Okay.
just spit it out.
He wants to know if you know what a merkin is.
Oh my God. The word sounds extremely familiar, so I feel like I did, but it's somewhere in the back of my head where I can't remember.
There's no possible way I'm going to explain it. I asked the question. Oh no, I can hear him in my head. I know. No, I can't. You have to Google it yourself. I can't.
Yes.
That's all I had to do was ask. So I asked. Maybe nobody in the audience will know what that is because I didn't know what that is. I don't know how that came up in conversation. It's not anything that
it sounds fairly innocuous if you don't know that it's probably something weird, because why else would he make you ask it?
Exactly. It is. It's very, we're just going to say it's very innocuous. It's not important. So there, I did it. I'm so proud. I
good girl.
Oh, that's funny that you said that. Anyway, so you've got all these books in the pipeline and you have all these plans to write books, and I need you to write them faster and get them done faster. And you're still taking authors, even though that's a little bit of a slower process right now. I'm ready for you to hire me like full time. I can be an editor, but I'll do your social.
No, no editing.
I'll just read. I won't, you know, even read notes.
You can be our social media person. Don't companies have social media people?
Yeah, they do. And I would need an editor for that. But, you know.
Maybe.
Those early but yes, social media posts where they're missing whole words that make no sense.
You know, at this point, like, my brain has started filling in the words for me when I read your posts, so half the time I don't even see, so it's fine.
Oh, no. I thought I caught that one. I don't know.
It's okay because you're cute. Fans. So,
how do I have any fans? They're like this writer, and they all speak ISO now. It's too funny.
Yeah. I know. It's good. But yes, Reticent hopefully will be expanding. The goal is within the next year to be full time on writing and publishing. So, you know, Reticent Desire Publications also has its own website. Yes, there's
things
share out
your media on Twitter, and absolutely Yeah, that is. I'm so excited for that. That's something to look forward to after, 2021. What other big things are you gonna, you were gonna do, you wanted to do a box. I remember
Yeah,
that.
I actually took pictures of it today.
Did you
So
really?
probably, yes, probably tomorrow I'll try to get them up. I'm woefully neglectful when it comes to getting subscription followers and newsletter followers and things. So, we have a giveaway that will be coming up that requires people to like Reticent's Facebook page and sign up for the newsletter. And the giveaway is a really sexy, basically Omegaverse dildo because it's human-esque, but there's a knot and it's pretty rainbow colors. So there's this special dildo and then a copy, a paperback copy of the Omegaverse anthology, your first book, Choosing Her Alpha, Anastasia's first book, and a whole bunch of stickers and other random crap of the swaggish variety that will be going in this box. So it'll be fun.
Too bad I can't enter.
You wouldn't want it anyway, because believe me, when I ordered, I was like, "He's so pretty," and then it got here, and I was like, "Jesus Christ, that thing is big." So it's like he's a
That
big boy. He's not as big as Crackers. Crackers still beats him in the size department, but he's fairly large, so it's going to be a challenge. It
No,
may
I
just be a
wouldn't.
showpiece for someone.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. A challenge. No, I no.
I think I'm gonna have to have a talk with somebody about
I would no.
You need to accept more challenges.
No. Shh. No. Oh, Lord. No, I mean the box would be, it had stickers. I want the stickers.
Oh, those. Okay. No, that's going to be an envelope. See, you threw me off because you're like box. And I just happened to be taking pictures of this box today. So,
Wanted to
this
know if you were
box.
going to do the box, but I also, you said stickers in the
Yes.
box. And so I'm like, well, that would be neat to win the stickers and everybody's book, and I could give the other thing back, and you
I'm
can.
so sorry. No, your package of stickers will be coming in the mail. It'll probably be an envelope and not a box.
So if you're listening to this and you want a sticker, a book cover stickers, they're going to be so amazing. They look like book covers. They're really cool. I actually sent a bunch out and got people who was like, oh, this sticker's amazing. And now I need to have all of them. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting those.
Yeah, I noticed the one convention I went to, they did seem to be popular there as well. I had all kinds of different stickers because I'm an overachiever and I thought I needed them. But the book cover ones were the most popular. Even if they like weren't buying the book, they're like, yeah, I want that. Okay.
Yeah, they're neat. They're cool. They're fun too. I sent I sent a Zane a package and I put a sticker on the outside and he's like, conservative family here. And I'm like, what? He's just shirtless. He's not, he's like, yeah, but please. And I'm like, what?
He's got his pants on. Calm down.
I mean, it could have been like you. He's like, I'm gonna get questions. And I'm like, oh no, you won't.
No, nobody wants to ask those questions, honey.
Nobody would ask.
They're
Nobody.
scared.
They're gonna look away. I mean, I know, it'll be fine. Yeah, I love sending them. They're
Yeah.
fun, but I can't put them on anything. But so I gotta give them to other people. Here, put this. I'm gonna live vicariously through you.
Yes.
My mom saw a box, the box of the anthology books that I have with here, and she's like, "Ooh, books!" And I'm like, "Stay away, don't look,
Don't touch it.
especially not these, because some of these stories in that the anthology are really so." No, mom, no. She's like, "Why?"
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
My mom doesn't ask why. She's no, like, I want a copy of every book you write. And I'm like, I don't want to give you a copy of every book I write. She's like, I promise I won't read them. I'm like, are you sure? Because you're going to be traumatized and you're never going to look at me the same if you read them.
She's like, I promise I won't. I just want them. Oh, that's a good mom.
Yeah.
See, if I could get people to do that, maybe. I probably wouldn't believe them, though. I'm suspicious.
Yeah. Well, she stuck them in her little bureau, and I've kind of been keeping an eye on how they're situated in there, and they haven't moved in a couple months, so.
Don't take them out, Mom. I know you're bored tonight, but.
Yeah. Don't touch it. Please don't touch it.
Oh, gosh. That's so hilarious. People ask all the time on Twitter, what would you do if you're, would you let your family read your book? And some people are like, yes. Oh, way.
I'm like, I don't want to have this discussion at Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And others are all really bold. Well, of course, they might not enjoy it, but this is my work of art. You know,
I like to do my work of art in private.
Okay. And anyways, yeah. So I'm like, in general, I'm like, no, I'm not going to.
This is why we need a second imprint, so you can write something that maybe isn't smutty someday and be like, here, read this one and leave me alone.
Yeah, you can read this one. This one's, yeah, this is all, this is the book. That's
all. It's the only book. Don't look for more.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I think I covered everything. Thank you so much for coming on the show and telling me about your books and the next steps for Reticent and what's in the pipeline and just being funny and Craigslist and oh my gosh. All the men in the audience are now rushing to Craigslist. Okay, what's her name? What's she looking at? Russian. Okay,
there's no more personal section on Craigslist. I've moved to FetLife.
Oh, what's FetLife like? I mean, are you on there a lot? What is FetLife like?
I'm not on there as much as the people that are on there wish I was. Sometimes I forget for weeks at a time to log in, and then I have all of these messages. But that's okay, because, you know,
Do you have half of them posted? I mean, what is...
There's a few, but I have strategically edited them so that you don't think I have tattoos when I actually do and stuff like that, so you can't really tell it's me. Because I actually have gotten friends requests from people that I know on there, and I'm like, oh, nah. Like, I know who you are, and you don't know who I am, so let's keep it that way, because the things I have written in this profile are not for you. But, you know, it's fun.
Did I tell you I wanted to get a tattoo now? I want to get an alpha on one side and omega on the other on my thighs. Oh, nice. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
I'm a tattooed lady.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. Well, I'm not afraid of tattoos. I'm just old. But other than that. Yeah.
Don't want to have to sit in your panties while he does that. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, good. You have to do that. No, I could wear shorts or something. I don't, right?
Yeah, depending on where it is. Oh, Lord. Maybe a skirt. Who knows? You could look for a girl tattoo artist.
They don't care. They're like doctors.
They really don't. Yeah, they really don't. Although I did have an experience with a certain piercing where somebody was like, you know, if I wasn't worried, I'd lose my job. I was like, okay, you just need to finish what you're doing and get out of there, please. So sometimes.
I don't know. Never. Okay. Yeah.
Take somebody with you to get a tattoo just in case. They can protect your virtue.
Oh, Lord. You're going to get me in so much trouble now. Oh, Oh, this is going to be
an interesting
conversation later. Okay. I don't have to put, no, I need to post this because I want people to know how wonderful you are and how funny you are and about your books and stuff and be like sending you email. Please write the werewolf book. Please finish Yes Alpha. Finish one of your series. Come on. Please.
Stop starting new things.
You're so good about not. I'm like, feel bad. I'm like, oh, I know. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm working on it now.
I'm like, my muse takes me where she wants to go. Screw off.
Do what I want. Whee! Flip Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to go ahead and end it now.
Thank you for tolerating me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Have a good night.
I will. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Where's my mouse? Now you know a lot about Meryl and probably more about me than you should, but that always happens. Oh, thank you so much for listening to Iswellyn Writes Adult Storytime. That was adult. I did remember to hit the not safe for work, even though we didn't cuss. Oh, Lord. What was I saying? Something about a story, and your story is important and has value. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That was a good talk. I will see you guys next time. I might have another podcast tomorrow. There's a very good chance I might be able to talk with a great writer on Twitter and on Medium tomorrow. So be watching for that. I'm not sure yet, so I'm not going to tell you who it is. I don't want you to be disappointed, but I'm going to post this tonight. So be watching the rest of this week for some great conversations with writers and people in the romantic and erotic community. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.